What up, Stashers? It's the Kid Polo Pool coming to you guys once again. It is the Mad Stash Minute, and of course, we're still in the series where we're highlighting prominent figures within Black history. Today, we're highlighting the first African-American congresswoman in 1968. Of course, 4 years later, she became the first majority Black Party candidate to make a bid for the U.S. presidency. This is none other than Shirley Chisholm. Stay tuned and enjoy this latest episode of the Mad Stash Minute. What up, what up, what up, guys, and we're back on the Mad Stash Minute highlighting the life of Shirley Chisholm. She is best known for becoming the first Black congresswoman in 1968, representing New York State and the U.S. House of Representatives for 7 terms. She went on to run for the 1972 Democratic nomination for the presidency, becoming the first major party African-American candidate to do so. Throughout her political career, Chisholm fought for education opportunities and social justice. Chisholm left Congress in 1983 to teach. She died in Florida in 2005. Chisholm was born Shirley Anita St. Hill on November 30, 1924, in a predominantly Black neighborhood in Brooklyn, New York. Chisholm spent part of her childhood in Barbados with her grandmother. After graduating from Brooklyn College in 1946, she began her career as a teacher and went on to earn her master's degree in elementary education for Columbia University. Chisholm served as director of the Hamilton Madison Child Care Center from 1953 to 1959, and as an educational consultant for New York City Bureau of Child Welfare from 1959 to 1964. In 1968, Chisholm made history by becoming the United States' first African-American congresswoman, beginning the first of her 7 terms in the House of Representatives. After initially being assigned to the House Forestry Committee, she shocked many by demanding reassignment. She was placed on the Veterans Affairs Committee, eventually graduating to the Education and Labor Committee. Chisholm became one of the founding members of the Congressional Black Caucus in 1969, and championed minority education and employment opportunities throughout her tenure in Congress. Chisholm went on to make history yet again, becoming the first African-American and the second woman to make a bid for the U.S. presidency with a major party when she ran for the Democratic nomination in 1972. In announcing her bid, Chisholm said, "I am not the candidate of Black America. Although I am Black and proud, I am not the candidate of the women's movement of this country. Although I am a woman and I am equally proud of that, I am the candidate of the people, and my presence before you now symbolizes a new era in American political history." Although she ran a spirited campaign, Chisholm was unable to consolidate the support of influential Black leaders, giving way for South Dakota Senator George McGovern to claim the Democratic nomination. Chisholm authored 2 books during her lifetime, Unbought and Unbossed in 1970, which became her presidential campaign slogan, and The Good Fight in 1973. After leaving Congress in 1983, she taught at Mount Holyoke College and was popular on the lecture circuit. A co-founder of Unity Democratic Club in Brooklyn, Chisholm was one of the earliest members of the National Organization of Women, or acronym NOW, and active in the NAACP. She was inducted into the National Women's Hall of Fame in 1993. Chisholm was married to Conrad Chisholm from 1949 to 1977, and then to Arthur Hardwick Jr. from 1977 until his death in 1986. Chisholm died on January 1st, 2005 at the age of 80 in Ormond Beach, Florida. Nearly 11 years later, in November 2015, she was posthumously awarded the Distinguished Presidential Medal of Freedom. And this is the beautiful life of Shirley Chisholm. I hope you enjoy. It's the Mad Stash Minute. Wow.
This is the Mad Stash Minute.
I love you, Daddy.